Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Brian Hall, who's Executive Chairman at Great Western Mining. How are you today, Brian?
Yeah, I'm fine today. Thanks, Zach, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I think we spoke before and I think it went without any negative incidents. So we're back again for more excitement. Before we get started with the sort of the nitty gritty questions, could you just give us an overview of the company and the current focus?
We have a triple focus in the company. The first is to get a plant, a process mill for processing gold and silver up and running, which we're working on and making good progress with. Our second focus is to narrow down our many options for exploring gold and silver. Exploration can be pretty hit and miss, but we've done pretty well over the last couple of years, and we have quite a few options, but we need to know which one we're going to go for, and that's what we should be working on this year. And thirdly, we want to kickstart a copper project, which is above our capacity as a company to take any further forward at this stage, but we're looking for other people to work with, and it's very important for us to get that moving forward. So that's really what we're doing. We've made a lot of progress on these three aims in 2022, and we expect to continue in 2023. 2023 is proving to be a busy year already, and we're doing fine.
You've announced your full year results for the year ending 2022. Could you pick out any key achievements or highlights for investors to look at?
I think probably the two most interesting things that have happened in 2022 were that we finally signed a joint venture agreement to build a mill, the one I've just mentioned, and that was a big step forward, which we're going to take advantage of. The second thing I think that was an achievement worth noting in 2022 was that we think we found an extension to the vein at the old Omco mine, which we've been exploring for the last two or three years, which is extremely interesting and takes things to a new stage.
Right. And obviously, investors are always interested in production and your production project and the possibility of a company the size of Great Western producing revenue with the junior resource sector or in that sector. That's quite unique. So what's the latest on potential production and the project?
Yeah, well, like everything that's worth doing, it's never as easy as you hope, but it's getting there very nicely now. We found an excellent joint venture partner who we work with very closely. He has a mill site which we are going to use on a peppercorn rent basis. He has a yard full of equipment, and we are financing the construction of the mill itself, which is now going ahead. We had some delays because of an extended winter, but that's behind us now, and everything is moving forward, and we expect to be producing our first precious metal concentrates during the course of this year.
So that is a relatively exciting thing for people to look at.
I think it's not an exciting, I think it's transformational for a company like ours. We're a microcap AIM exploration company. Very few companies like ours have revenues, and our objective is to have revenues in the company rather than simply spend shareholders' money on exploring and more exploring. So I think it's something that which will transform the company, and this, I think, is the key year.
I mean, obviously, the production and precious metals exploration is and will be exciting. Could it be that furthering the copper resource at your Black Mountain project by bringing in a partner would also take the company up a few notches?
Yes, it certainly would. Now, an exploration company can swim in shallow water or it can swim in deep water. The objective of an exploration company should be to have a project which is too big for it to handle on its own. In other words, this is what I mean by swimming in deep water. We are a little bit out of depth on the copper because it requires the sort of money that is quite beyond our means. So we're looking to take the copper project forward. We're looking for a partner to do it with. We're talking to a number of people. We're getting a lot of encouraging sounds, but of course, encouraging sounds are not the same as doing as actually closing a deal. So we've still got some way to go, and I can't say that we are in sight of signing anything up at the moment, but we're very optimistic that we will find a partner of one kind or another to help us finance what could be a major project and quite beyond the scale of anything that Great Western could develop on its own.
Finally, is there any message that you would like to offer either existing shareholders or potential investors or people researching the company to sort of chew on or think about?
Yes, I think the I really revert to my triple focus. If we can be a revenue producing company this year, and the revenues, we haven't given any very specific numbers on the revenues we'd like to achieve so far, because frankly we won't have any until we see how the whole thing works. But we would like investors to focus on the fact that we are getting towards the start of production, and then we expect it to begin small and build up month by month, quarter by quarter, year by year. So we I think to for something to chew on is the fact that we will have a revenue earning business. And the other thing to chew on is that we have potentially a major copper discovery right under our feet.
Brian Hall, Executive Chairman at Great Western Mining. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.